Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Autogrill conference call.
Welcome everybody. I am Gianmario Tondato, Autogrill CEO. With me there is Alberto De Vecchio, our Group CFO, and we walk you through these 2007 results. For 2007, we delivered on our promises. In October 2006, we said we would either distribute dividends to our shareholders or invest. And as you know, last week I was pleased to announce the two landmark acquisitions of World Duty Free and Aldeasa in line with our strategy, and that give us the largest global travel retail footprint and the strongest European platform. In addition, we deliver organic sales growth of 12.4%. In the US, we grew by 11.6% on a comparable base against a passenger traffic growth of 1.4%. The group delivered EBITDA of €563 million, an increase of 9.6% on last year current exchange rates. Now with Aldeasa and World Duty Free, we are in a new game. We now have an integrated European €2 billion retail business. This new game will have an effect on a broader scale than just in Europe. The European leadership footprint, including the key Heathrow asset, will be a showcase and enable us to understand the needs of the non-EU customers. This understanding will help us to develop targeted offering for other passengers like the one coming from the US, India, and Middle East. This will allow us also to optimize an European buying and supply chain. Also, our dual platform, retail and F&B, will accelerate our development in fast-growing emerging markets, providing sales synergies and access to local talent. The next 24 months is all about focus and efficient integration of the two businesses. If I can say something which is not new to us, we expect to see an evolution of our margin in the next 24 months. In the next 6 to 8 months, we have a lot of work to do. I think the first thing is starting to integrate World Duty Free and the Alpha Retail and putting the foundation in place to extract the first synergies from the UK retail and the Aldeasa that's going to be the target of 2009 and 2010. In addition, we have another big challenge that is right now in Italy. It is the renewal of our concession. But I can say that we are quite confident that we'll do a good job on that. The slowdown in the economy is an obvious phenomenon that we are all witnessing. Our dual businesses are affected in different ways. F&B has an historical resiliency to the slowdown, and we have a recognized track record of overperformance. Last year, the passenger traffic on the U.S. was up 1.4% only on a comp basis, and we were up on our sales by 11.6%. Retail is obviously somewhat more sensitive to the economic slowdown, but the underlying growth is a very solid, on which we will be able to capitalize. As oil prices continue to break records, airlines are focused on maximizing the load factor. In fact, today they are reducing the number of flights, and at the same time, they are buying larger aircraft to meet demands as well as efficiency. We will benefit from this as there will be more people at the airports. T4 in Madrid and T5 at Heathrow were conceived with this idea of the new aircraft in mind. The acquisition we made this year generates a more efficient capital structure. This does not mean that we will take our eye off expanding the business. We will continue to invest to consolidate and expand our business. Now Alberto will continue the presentation on the numbers.
Thank you, Gianmario. The group has delivered in line with expectations, despite the further devaluation of the US dollar, the increase in the cost of raw materials, and a slowdown in traffic in the third quarter. As Gianmario said, 2007, as well as the opening of 2008, has been characterized by acquisitions, but we have also delivered a strong organic growth. Alfa is performing above the expectation since we acquired in mid-2007. So let me take you through our financial in details. We delivered 24% increase in top line growth, as you can see in slide 7. Excluding acquisition sales, organic growth of sales was 12.4%. We deliver EBITDA of euro 563 million in line with targets. Our EBITDA margin fell from 13.1% to 11.6%, primarily as a result of integration of Alfa. EBITDA margin evolution also reflects the growth of retail sales faster than food and beverage, and the first effect of inflation on food raw materials. Our investment increased by around 30% in 2007, and our net income amounted to 158.7 million euro after a deduction for corporate taxes of around 104 million, resulting in a group tax rate of 37.6%, 41.1% in 2006. The tax rate this year benefited from the Italian tax reform, the expansion of the group in countries with lower tax incidences than USA and Italy, and by other one-offs. The detail is available for you in the appendix. We deliver double-digit sales growth in all business areas, as you can see in slide 8. In North America, we grew by 13%, which is an impressive result for the market leader. But when translated into euro, the currency effect reduced the growth by to only 4.5%. Aldeasa is the best performer area with just below 15% growth. As I said, food and beverage sales have risen from around 2.7 billion to 2.9 billion, see slide 9, with a growth of 7.9% at current foreign exchange and 13.6% at constant FX. However, the incidence on total sales has diminished by 60 from 69% in 2006. This is mainly as a result of the integration of Alfa. Sales mix and acquisition drove EBITDA margin evolution. Our EBITDA rose from 514 million to 563 million in 2007. That is a growth of 9.6% at current and 14.5% at constant FX. But our EBITDA margin fell from 13.1% to 11.6%. And in slide 10, you can see the EBITDA breakdown per area. As a whole, the decrease on EBITDA margin has been led by a different mix of the sales and acquisitions. And you see the bridge on slide 11. As I explained earlier, we achieved higher sales in retail as a percentage of net sales. This impacted negatively the cost of goods sold, but positively on labor costs. The renewal on the Spanish concessions in the rest of Spain by Aldeasa has a limited effect on rents. The other costs include the corporate costs and non-recurring items. The impact on the non-recurring gains, disposal of Aldeasa real estate in 2006 and the curtailment effect on Italian severance fund in 2007, was 10 basis points lower in 2007 compared to 2006. Finally, Alfa performed from day one very positively as part of our group, but their businesses are lower margin businesses compared to the rest of the group. which led to a decrease of 50 basis points in our group margin for 2007. Of course, this impact is limited in 2007 to the 7 months of consolidation, which means that we will see a supplementary dilution of the margin in 2008, consolidating for 12 months the two businesses. With the acquisitions of Aldeasa and World Duty Free, pro forma net debt is approximately €2.2 billion, that is 3.4 times the pro forma EBITDA for the 2007. This notwithstanding the euro 1.5 billion that we have been in, that we invested since June 2007, all being financed through debt, the capital structure remains sound. As you can see in slide 12, in 2007 net debt increased by approximately 381 million after acquisitions and dividends, which totaled 546 million. Net cash flow from operation amounted to 321 million. The generation of cash from operations was partially affected by payment of the 3 year management retention plan and bonuses that determine a cash out of 30 million and time differences on tax disbursement related to the Italian tax grouping amounting to approximately 25 million. Then euro 15 million were absorbed by financial charges on the higher amount of the net debt. Finally, the strong development in retail also contributed to a temporary cash absorption related to the building of the open inventory in new locations. If we move now to the performance on the various macro areas, looking at North America, and you can see in the slide 14, we have outperformed our best expectation with double-digit outperformance at airport, an 11.6% on comparable growth in airport versus a traffic growth of 1.4% is an overperformance never achieved since the acquisition of HMS Host in 1999. This is a proof that our strategy on leveraging new concept and brands works. On brand composition, a special focus has been put in combining the offer to have both national and well-known local brands that can meet the demand of customers and show diversity in the offer. We've been successful in exporting our U.S. airport business model to India, winning the concession for Hyderabad and Bangalore. We have achieved significant lengthening of our motorway contract as a result, we have started a refurbishment plant in Pennsylvania and Major Pike that led to an important increase in CAPEX. The rise in food raw material prices has been an important element of the 2007 environment, and we have seen it continuing in the first part of 2008. As a consequence, the recovery of margin in this area can be slower. However, increasing prices is not the sole way to recoup profitability. Offer composition is not less important. The prevailing issue in Italy, slide 16, has been margin compression. We expect the phenomenon that caused this mainly to be partially absorbed in 2008. Overall in Italy, margins were affected by the strong sales in lottery, scratch and win tickets. We have seen a slowing in this trend since September 2007. In 2007, we substituted the 12 locations on Autobrenner or motorways with 20 locations on no-toll motorways. We have also opened concessions in airports such as Firenze, Bari, Brindisi, and Catania. These startups are expected to improve their performance in 2008. We have accelerated our CAPEX program, which included the refurbishment of renewed locations. Our main challenge for 2008, as Gianmario mentioned before, is the renewal of about 50 of our concessions. As the last round of renewals, we achieved a win rate of 80%, and we are very confident to be able to continue this trend. And please don't forget that in this round, we are no longer just under attack. We can also attack and seek for win concession of other players. In the evaluation of the performance of the fourth quarter, I invite you to remind that the trucker strike in December affected significantly the traffic in the motorways. Looking at the rest of Europe, the main element is the doubling of our sales at the airport from euro 62 million in 2006 to around 126 million in 2007. We won new contracts, Copenhagen, Stockholm, Shannon and Cork in Ireland, the low-cost terminal in Marseille, and contract in Madrid and Palma de Mallorca. The airport startup and the integration of Carestel have been the managerial focuses of 2007. The 12-year extension in Brussels Airport has been an important achievement coming out from the integration of Carestel. We expect 2008 to show further growth and improvement in margins. Aldeasa renewed the rest of Spain contract and continued its international expansion. Comparable margins increased, but with the new startup and the new rents for the Spanish contract, the overall margins was 9.3% from 10.3% in 2006. In 2007, we have seen the openings in Vancouver and Atlanta. And the award of the contract for Saudi Arabia, Jeddah, Riyadh, and Amman opening in 2008. Keep in mind that this will be the first duty-free shops in Saudi Arabia ever. Aldeasa sales grew by 15% in 2007, which made it the fastest growing area. The main challenge for 2008 will be the integration with Alfa and World Duty Free. And finally, on page 22, you see the scenario and actions related to the Alfa Airport acquisitions that I remind you that has been consolidated starting from June 2007. Alfa Airport has delivered improvement in profitability and margins since acquisition. In 2007, based on 11 months from February to December, EBITDA grew by 46% with respect to sales that grew by something more than 5%. Autogrill has focused Alfa management on the pursuit of margins rather than expansion in size. You will notice that in-flight sales in the UK and Ireland fell by approximately 0.5% this year, in 2007. This is a result of walking away from the EasyJet contract, our largest but not one of the most profitable contracts. At the same time, we have now have the Emirates contract for in-flight catering services from Australia to United Arab Emirates. The acquisition of World Duty Free represents now a huge opportunity to maximize the value of Alfa retail business. In the in-flight business, we are focusing where we can have local leaderships, like in Australia, Jordan, Sharia, and selected Eastern Europe countries, like Romania, Bulgaria, and now the Czech Republic. Summarizing, we deliver very strong top-line performance in 2007, and we think to have shown also ability to manage the complex economic scenario, deliver EBITDA in line with targets. Now we face new exciting challenges coming from our recent acquisitions and look forward to starting the integration of Alfa, Aldeasa and World Duty Free in the new game in 2008.
Okay, in 2008, so summarizing the outlook for the year, we have to complete the two acquisitions, Aldeasa regularity, the antitrust approval is going to be expected in April. World duty free is going to be expected the end of the first half of 2008. And the starting of the integration most likely is going to happen in the second half of the year, 2008. And with that, I think we will start to pursue the procurement efficiencies between the three companies that now we are running, and extracting also G&A efficiencies. The other big challenge is the other big also opportunity is the renewal and of these 50 locations in Italy. It's going to take the next by the end of the year, I would say.
On this assumption, on the basis of current trading, we see our 2008 budget sales in between 5.2 and 5.3 billion euros, based on our budget FX rates, which are 1.45 for US dollar and 0.72 for British pound. That today is the second most important foreign exchange in our consolidation, the third after the euro, of course, and the US dollar. Assuming to consolidate 100% of Aldeasa by April and the world duty free by the beginning of June, our sales would go up to approximately 6 billion euros. Moving to the most updated actual figures we have on sales, you see on page 27 that despite the tough economic environment, sales are going well. Sales are up by 17% on a current FX and by 25% on a constant FX. We estimate around 6% excluding the contribution of all the acquisitions. So I think that now we can go to the Q&A session. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session is open. I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, please press star followed by 1. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by 2. Thank you. The first question comes from Mr. Alessandro Falcioni from UniCredit. Mr. Falcioni, please proceed with your question.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. My first question concerns your outlook for 08. Doing a couple of calculations, your 6 billion forecast would imply round about zero growth for World Duty Free. I'm asking if that's right, and if you're considering that Terminal 5 is, of course, opening, and what assumptions you've got for that. And then it would assume round about 5.1% growth, organic growth at constant exchange rates. And so I'm wondering whether you are actually implicitly assuming a decline in traffic, in air traffic and road traffic as well. That's my first question. The second question is concerning food cost inflation. Ex acquisitions, do you assume EBITDA margin would improve in 2008 versus 2007. Thank you.
As we mentioned when presenting the acquisitions in the conference of last week, we have some limitation in our ability to deliver information related to the acquisition, to the two acquisitions. And this is for the antitrust regulations. So in principle, what we can give are a bit generic information, and which means that the calculation has been done, but we cannot deliver details on the calculation for this limitation we have. Then the second part of the question related to the sales, we think that the projections related to say the 2008 same perimeter, that is the 5.2 to 5.3 billion, are are factoring also the fact that the business of Alpha is significantly seasonal, which means that although we had consolidated in terms of sales for 7 months in 2007, the first part of the year is not highly generative in terms of sales and in terms of margin. So if you try to extrapolate what could be the contribution of Alpha for the 12 months, you cannot simply divide it by 7 and multiply it by 12. And that is one of the reasons why maybe if you make this, straightforward calculation, you arrive to assume that all the rest is growing less significantly than maybe your expectation. I think that we think that these projections that, by the way, I think if I remember, are not within the projections, the today projections that we see in the analysis done on the company, are not factoring a slowdown in traffic. Although everybody knows that the 2008 has not opened with a very brilliant economic situation. In terms of the EBITDA, we do expect to do efficiencies. Of course, due to the fact of the 12-month consolidation of Alpha and the consolidation of other retail business during the year, it would not be reasonable to assume that we can improve the margin, EBITDA margin as a group, as a whole. So looking to the food and beverage only, of course, so we will strive to have better results in terms of EBITDA margin. As a whole, as a group, we are not considering to improve. The contrary is true, as I said during the presentation.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Chicchinato from Citigroup. Mr. Chicchinato, please proceed with your question.
Yes, good evening. Two questions. Could you please provide us with the average like-for-like sales growth in North American airports and Italian motorways in the fourth quarter of 2007? And the second, what are your assumptions in terms of EBITDA margin for 2008 in the North American business and the Italian business? Thank you.
Just a second, because we are collecting the information for the four quarter comparable growth. Well, in terms of, first of all, I answer to the most difficult, that is a projection on margins in U.S. As I said during the presentation, by now, the situation of some raw materials is still very, 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 very hot. Not all of them. As a matter of fact, we have seen meat going down since the last quarter of 2007. But dairies product and oil and fats and wheat derivatives are still very, very hot. So in this situation, of course, the key element is to evaluate whether this inflation will continue for the full year or not. And in general, the US P&L and the US economy and the US P&L of our company is reacting quite fast to change in the environment, which means that if there is a slowdown in the heat of the prices in the second half, we can expect to have a recovery in the margins. While in terms of going back to your first question, the growth of on a comparable basis on the U.S. airport for the company in the last quarter has been 8.9%. and compared to a traffic that is going down, just a second, because we are collecting. So I think that in general, we have confirmed also in the last quarter the overperformance, because the traffic was down in the last quarter by 0.8%, and so we continue to overperform by around 10% in the quarter.
May I go ahead with the next question, sir?
Do you already have the same figure for the Italian motorways as well, in terms of like-for-like sales growth in the fourth quarter? Thank you.
Yes. Did you ask for the performance and the traffic?
Yes, on the Italian motorways.
Let's say that we have what we have. We can give the indication of what has been the performance in the last quarter of 2007. It is too early to have, say, a flavor on the overall traffic in the Italian motorways for the first quarter of 2008. But the last quarter of 2007, our sales went up on a comparable basis by 5.5%, compared to a decrease in the traffic by 0.5%. So an overperformance of around 6%.
Perfect, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Bruno Laurent from Exane. Mr. Laurent, please proceed with your question.
Yes, good evening. Laurent Brunel, Exane BNP Paribas. Just a follow-up question, please. What are your assumptions in terms of traffic growth for your two key markets, U.S. airports and Italian motorways? And do you still expect double-digit outperformance this year?
But traffic, you know, it's difficult to foresee the future this year. I mean, let's put it this way. The overperformance is our really characteristic, I would say. This is something that we've been doing the last 10 years, almost every year, every quarter. It's difficult to foresee. It's too early also, in my opinion. We have to wait Easter at least, you know, trying to understand how the traffic is going to be. Just an indication, there are mixed signals. For instance, is a public, I think, number. In February, the growth for the traffic in the airport channel in the U.S. grew, was positive, you know. So it's quite, of course, everybody knows that there is a slowdown in the economy, so everybody is expecting not a fantastic year, but the numbers are giving mixed indications so far. So basically, as Alberto said before, you know, we don't have the feeling that tomorrow morning from the numbers that we have that there is something really negative expecting. Of course, the cost of oil is affecting the motorway business almost everywhere, you know. It will probably have a certain effect on traffic, you know, sooner or later.
Okay, thank you. And just another question, coming back to food price inflation, don't you expect to pass on to customers this year? I mean, you have been able to increase prices, especially for branded products in the U.S. So should that be easy to, you know, to pass that on to customers?
To some degree, sure, that is something that we have to do it, but sure, but we are very careful on managing the price increase, because it's an easy thing to do, you know, but there is a sensitivity, you know, that really can affect the sales. You know, if you give the perception to the customers that, you know, the prices are too high, you know, you end up in a very bad situation. So we are very careful. So some degree, this is. As Alberto said, you know, also in the cost of sales, there is a mixed feeling. There are some raw materials that are growing, still growing, other raw materials that are, it looks like they hit a sort of ceiling, a peak, you know, in pricing. So we have to see where they will go.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Filippo Facenda from Banca Leonardo. Mr. Facenda, please proceed with your question.
Good evening, everybody. Just one quick question on dividend understanding. My understanding is this year the dividend will be paid in July. Are you intending to proceed with this timing also for the future, or do you have any specific reasons for why this year it is just an exceptional one? Thank you.
Now, the reason of the lag, the postponement of the payment of the dividend is mainly related to the occasion. That is, if you look of what we have announced last week and what we have said today, that is, what we expect is to consolidate Aleasa since April and to consolidate the World Duty Free in mid of the year. It means that before that two moments, we have to actually disburse the related amount. If you consider that by April, normally, we finish most of our CapEx programs, especially motorways, because we tend to do in winter before the opening. We wanted to have most of them finished by Easter. You can imagine that normally we absorb cash significantly for seasonality. So in this situation, we have seasonality plus a request of more than 1 billion euros to be absorbed by the acquisitions. And so the only, say, to some extent, discretionary flow that we can manage was the dividend. And so we decided to move the dividend in a moment when normally we form our cash flow, that is, in the third quarter. And we decided to do it at the beginning of the quarter instead of the end of the quarter, but we think that in the third quarter, we generate most of our cash flow, and it would be much easier for the group to serve using their own cash.
Thank you.
No more question at the moment. Next question comes from Mr. Simone Mezzanotte from Societe Generale. Mr. Mezzanotte, please proceed with your question.
Yes, good evening. Two quick questions. First of all, can you give us some CapEx guidance for 2008 and perhaps over the medium term, maybe as a percentage of sales? And then can you tell us why are Alfa like-for-like sales down in the first 10 weeks of this year, please?
As far as Alfa is concerned, the sales of Alfa are down in the first 10 weeks for mainly two reasons. For as far as in-flight is concerned, as I mentioned, we discontinued our largest contract, that is the EasyJet, since November. That is, we don't have from the 1st of January 2008. Of course, we had in 2007. Which that is the main difference. As a matter of fact, we are doing well in the other contracts. That means that we can expect to have even better result in absolute terms, and of course much better in percentage. As far as the retail business, we have discontinued some locations during 2007 that were not productive, especially or that we closed the contract that were mainly related to World News concept. And so there is a discontinuity. So in general, say like for like, we are definitely not disappointed by the result of Alfa in the first 10 weeks. Knowing that 10 weeks are not very representative in terms as a period. As far as CapEx is concerned, we think that 2008, as we explained previously, we'll stay a quite intense year for capital expenditure, because we have been completing a significant part of the investment, especially in the motorways network, both in Italy and in the U.S. And in the U.S. related to the lengthening of the contract in Pennsylvania and Maine, and the bulk of the investment will be executed in 2007 and 8. So in general, considering the expansion of the perimeter, as well as the period that is this important contract to be completed, we don't expect this year cap is going down.
And beyond 2008? In terms of CapEx?
Well, let's say that the only guidance we can give is that the more we move to retail, the more we should see the positive impact on CapEx absorptions of the fact that retail is less demanding. You know that the difference in terms of incidence of CapEx on sales in food and beverage compared to retail is very significant, because we are talking about around 2% on average of CapEx on sales in retail, while in food and beverage is quite normal to see even well above 5%. So for that reason, by the way, not now probably, because of this spike in CapEx in 2007 and 8 that is also triggering increase in depreciation, but in the longer perspective, probably if you want to have a proper KPI for evaluating the performance of the overall business, you should look at the EBIT more than the EBITDA. You don't see right now, because we are increasing the retail, but in the meantime, we are also lengthening the contract in motorways that is making more investment. But the more we go, and the more you should see this effect.
Next question comes from Mr. Guillaume Rescoussier from ODDO. Mr. Rescoussier, please proceed with your question.
Hi, good evening. I've got three questions. The first one regarding as a follow-up on CapEx. Can you cut some CapEx in the US, for instance, or even in Italy, if ever you are disappointed with the traffic flows on motorways in Italy and on airports in the US? My second question is regarding actually the difference we can see between the cash taxes paid and the taxes we see in the statement of income. Actually, in the statement of income, they are down and they are up in cash terms. So can you give us some more flavor on that? And my last one, can you come back on the working capital outflows this year and tell what you can expect for 2008? Thank you.
Okay, if I got what you said, in the first question is about traffic in the motorways, and then the link between traffic and investment, right? But I think if you look at some of the extension that we've done and performed, you know, in the last 2 years, we're talking about 30-year concession, 25-year concession, 15-year concession. So I think, especially in the motorway business, but in this business, in the concession business, you have to evaluate the performance of the concession on the length of the concession. It is not, in my opinion, the right thing to do to evaluate 1 year, and to actually, in some year of slowdown, it's even better to invest, you know, because we have less traffic. So the disruption that you are making in your facilities is less important in terms of P&L. Having said that, you know, the real bet is on the long-term traffic. So that's basically, and we think, you know, it's quite healthy. If you look at the projection for the airports and the motorways still there, I mean, it's not, we are building motorways, they are building motorways almost everywhere. So to give you an idea, in India they are building 25,000 kilometers of motorways. That is much way above what we have in Europe, you know, in just one big country, you know. So I think that the real thing is the traffic is going to be higher or lower in the medium long term, you know. So 1 year can be a problem, you know, but sure, in the long term we don't see this trend going back.
The second question was related to the difference in between the provision in the P&L for taxes and the cash disbursement related to taxes, if I understood. Well, the difference, as I said, was mainly related in terms of cash disbursement to the timing differences on the Italian tax unit, and that we have, in a way, we have anticipated cash taxes in 2007 for an amount of approximately 25 million, and we will see the benefit in 2008. So 2008 will be benefited by this anticipation of taxes related to the tax unit we have for the Italian revenue. In terms of, then the other question was related to working capital. As I said before, of course, while in the answer I gave to your colleague previously, while when moving to retail from food and beverage virtuous from a CapEx point of view, in part is a bit less virtuous in terms of working capital. So of course there is a strong advantage anyhow, but if you look to working capital only, retail is a bit more demanding, more absorbing of cash compared to food and beverage. And the reason, especially when you are growing very fast. Because in that case, you are adding new locations, and whenever you open a new location, you have to create the day one inventory. And it is a step up in your inventory. Of course, once you have, the network done, at that point, in terms of changing working capital, you don't have any more the impact, because there is only a very minimal impact related to your overall growth of sales. But the day one opening are demanding. So in a way, the great vitality demonstrated by the group in these many startups has, if you like, this ancillary negative impact on working capital. The good fact is that once the working capital of the new location is created, you don't have to create twice.
Thank you.
No more question at the moment. The control room confirmed there are no more questions.
Okay, if there are no more questions, thank you for, we can close here. Thank you everybody for attending this conference call, and have a good starting of the year. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling Autogrill.